إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. من بعد، فنكمل القراءة من كتاب رياض الصالحين على بركة الله.
The Shaykh began by saying, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. And then the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jal for allowing us to come together in continuation of these lessons. And the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that we will proceed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reading this book entitled Riyad al-Salihin. Bismillah alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول مسنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين: باء النهي عن سؤال الإمارة واختيار ترك الولايات إذا لم تتعين عليه أو تدعو حاجة إليه. قال الله تعالى: تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
الحمد لله، المعافى من عافاه الله.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the one is who is safe and secure is the one who has been granted safety and security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إن شأن الولاية والإمارة والتولي وأمر ليس بالهين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the affair of being in a position of authority or a position of rulership, this is not a light matter.
وقيد جميل ما لم تتعين عليها وتدعو الحاجة إليه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this restrictive clause with the author mentioned in the title, if it is not become compulsory upon this individual or if there is no need for him to be in this position.
فمن اختير لها أعانه الله عليها ومن سألها واستمات لها وكل إلى نفسه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the person who has been deemed or put in this position, not by his choice, rather he has been chosen, this is the person that is aided and assisted in carrying out his obligations. But the individual who seeks for this position of authority or this position of rulership, the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the person who seeks to be in this position, this person will be entrusted to himself. وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أبي سعيد عبد الرحمن بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا عبد الرحمن بن سمرة، لا تسأل الإمارة فإنك إن أعطيتها عن غير مسألة أعنت عليها، وإن أعطيتها عن مسألة وكلت إليها، وإذا حلفت على يمين فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها فات الذي هو خير وكفر عن يمينك. متفق عليه.
هذا هو معنى أن العبد لا يسأل ذلك.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this hadith is that the servant, he does not ask for this position of authority.
حتى يعان من الله.
And by not asking, this individual will be aided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فإذا أوكل إلى نفسه فهذا أول ما يجن العبد على نفسه.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that if this individual is entrusted to himself, then the first thing that he would transgress is his own self.
إذا لم يكن من الله عونا للفتى فأول ما يجني عليه اجتهاده.
And the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is reciting a line of poetry that if the young man, if he doesn't have assistance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the first thing that will cause him to transgress is his own ijtihad or efforts.
وهذا يدخل فيه الكثير من المسؤوليات أن يتصدر الإنسان يحط مسؤول أو يحط مدير أو يحط يعني يبحث عن هذه الأشياء هو بنفسه فرق أن يختار من الجهة التي هو فيها فتختاره فيكون له من الله عون يكون له من الله عون لأنها سبب في العلو والفساد.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is extrapolated or derived from this hadith is that it compromises many forms of positions of authority or responsibility. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that it is a difference between the person who is he is selected or chosen to carry out that those responsibilities. This is the person who is aided, and not the person who seeks to be in this position or seeks to have some sort of authority. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala gave different examples of that. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated why? Because being in the position of authority, this is a vehicle or a means whereby it leads to uluwin, يعني haughtiness or highness, and fasada or corruption.
ولذلك البعيد عن التصدر لذلك هذه من علامات التقوى.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that a person furthering himself or distancing himself from seeking these positions of authority, the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is one of the signs of taqwa.
لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is mentioned in the last part of this hadith whereby Allah states the meaning of those that do not want or do not seek in the earth, يعني they are not arrogant in the earth, and they do not seek corruption therein. ولا عاقبة and the last affair is for that of the muttaqin, those who have taqwa.
حتى في أمارة السفر.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this even applies to إمارة or being in the position of being the Amir during traveling.
فرق أن يقول أنا أميركم في هذه الرحلة وبين أن يختاروا أن يكون أميرا عليهم في الرحلة.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that there's a difference between the individual who says okay I'm your Amir during this travel. There's a difference between that individual and the individual who everybody who's traveling, they choose him to be their Amir during traveling.
لأن المسافر يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الراكب شيطان.
Because the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى has mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that with regards to the person who is traveling, the person who travels by himself,
والراكبان شيطانان.
That the one the person who is riding, يعني there's a shaytan and two shaytans.
والثلاثة ركب.
And three, they are the ones that are traveling or riding together.
فليؤمر أحدهم ويتأمر عليهم الشيطان.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that if it's three or more that they should dispense an emir from amongst them, and if not, if they don't do this, then shaytan will be their emir.
ما معنى الراكب شيطان والراكبان شيطانان؟
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is saying, what does this mean that one rider or one person is shaytan or two shaytans? What does this mean?
عجيب.
The Shaykh is asking you what?
مر بكم هذا الحديث قبل؟
Have you heard this hadith before? Anyone?
الراكب معناته ألا يضرب الإنسان الطريق الصحراء والخلاء وليس هناك أحد هو لوحده فقط.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this first part of الراكب, the first person, is the one who he is riding by himself. Is a person. It is he is riding his riding beast by himself in the desert, the open desert. Nobody's there with him, he's by himself.
ولا الاثنان.
And the same situation applies with two.
لأنها مفازة مهلكة.
Why? Because it can lead to the person's destruction.
ووساوس الشيطان للواحد أقرب.
And the whispers of shaitan for a person who he's by himself, يعني the whispers of shaitan are closer or more prevalent.
هل يدخل في هذا المعنى لو أنه سافر لوحده في طائرة؟
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that does this apply to the person who is traveling by himself in an airplane?
ما معنى لوحده؟
What does he mean by himself?
معنى لوحده أنه هو بنفسه لكن في الطائرة ناس كثير.
The Sheikh Habibullah al-Tahani said that he may be by himself, but in the airplane there are several people with him on the airplane.
أو في السفينة أو في القطار أو هكذا هذا لا يدخل في معنى الراكب شيطان. لأنه مع مجموعة قد لا يكونون متفقين في الرحلة لكن هنا مجموعة هي مغادرة سوا فهو معهم.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated, likewise, this applies to a person traveling by train or a person traveling by boat. This hadith does not apply to those people because although the people are not traveling together, this person, although he's traveling by himself, he's in the presence of other people in these examples that the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala gave, which is different from what is comprised in this hadith.
شاهد من هذا الاستطراد أن الثلاثة في السفر يؤمرون على أنفسهم من يتولى أمرهم فكيف بالإقامة؟
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is meant by him mentioning in this hadith is that three or more people, if they're traveling, they choose an emir for them. And the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if this is the situation with three people while they are traveling, what more for the situation of iqama or where the person is a resident or the person who is not traveling?
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا ذر إني أراك ضعيفا وإني أحب لك ما أحب لنفسي لا تأمرن على اثنين ولا تولين مال يتيم رواه مسلم.
نعم.
وعنه قال قلت
لا تأمر على اثنين يعني ضعيف. هذا يدل على أن الإمارة والقيادة بحاجة إلى شخص قوي يعني يسايس الأمور ما يعني يدير الأمور بالعاطفة إنما يكون بالحزم والقوة.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى mentioned that in this hadith that from the qualities of a person who is in authority or a person who is in a leadership position that this individual must have strength because it was mentioned in this hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that this companion was weak. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this position of leadership, it is not one where one has compassion or his emotions overrun him, rather this person must have hazm or resoluteness and strength in his dispensing of his responsibilities. وعنه قال قلت يا رسول الله ألا تستعملني فضرب بيدي على منكبي ثم قال يا أبا ذر إنك ضعيف وإنها أمانة وإنها يوم القيامة خزي وندامة إلا من أخذها بحقها وأدى الذي عليه فيها رواه مسلم.
فينبغي للإنسان أن يعد للسؤال جواب.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this hadith is that the person must be prepared for, he must make preparations for answering this question, these questions that he will be asked about, the fact that he will be questioned about his responsibilities and his carrying out what he was supposed to carry out.
ولا شك أن الإمام الصالح أما يظلهم الله يظله وما لا ظل إلا ظله.
And there is no doubt that the righteous leader is one of the people that Allah will shade on the day that there is no shade except his shade.
فهذه وصيته لأبي ذر.
And this was the wasiyah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or his advice and admonition to Abi Dhar.
وقوله إني أراك ضعيف ما كل الناس يصلح للإمارة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned to the companion that I see you as being weak, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this shows that not everybody is suited for a position of authority or a position of leadership.
وَأَبُو ذَرْ مَنْ أَبُو ذَرْ.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying that this is the companion Abu Dhar. Who is Abu Dhar?
صحابي جليل له مقامه ومنزلته.
A very honorable and noble companion who has this special status of being the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his special merits and qualities.
فوصفه بالضعف نصح له.
And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned to him that he was weak, this was in reality advice to him. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنكم ستحرصون على الإمارة وستكون ندامة يوم القيامة. رواه البخاري.
هذا لمن لم يؤدي حق الله فيها.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is in relation to the person who doesn't carry out the rights of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon him in this position of leadership.
هذا كتاب أحكام وتوجيهات الذي ليس عنده تفضل خذ نسخة.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is passing out this book, أحكام وتوجيهات, the rulings, the legislative rulings and guidance with regards to
content.
For those brothers who don't have this book, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if you don't have this book, help yourselves, you're welcome to come get a copy of this book.
الذي ليس عنده تفضل
خذ. If you don't have a copy, help yourselves.
عندك ذا يا أبو. الذي ليس عنده يأتي يأخذ نسخة.
If you don't have a copy of it, you're more than welcome to come up and get a copy.
نعم.
قال رحمه الله تعالى بعد حث السلطان والقاضي وغيرهما من ولاة الأمور على اتخاذ وزير صالح وتحذيرهم من قرناء السوء والقبول منهم.
أطبيه جالس.
قال الله تعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين.
نعم هذا في القوة أن كل شيء ينقطع إلا ما كان لله.
الشيخ عبيد الله تعالى said that what is understood from this ayah is that all relationships will be cut off except that which was based upon for the sake of Allah عز وجل. For the sake of Allah عز وجل.
لأن الإنسان إذا اختار المعين والناصح والصادق ثبتت إلى يوم القيامة. وأما أخوة الدنيا ومصالح الدنيا تنقطع بانقضاء الدنيا. ولذا هنا الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو. هذا ما لم يكن لله إلا المتقين فأخوتهم باقية في الدنيا ويوم القيامة وفي الجنة.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the person who seeks a companion, who aids him and gives him nasiha, gives him advice, that this relationship is the one that is for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. But the relationship that was based upon dunya or worldly matters, that this will be cut off with the end of the dunya. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala, by the end of the world life, mentioned this ayah, whereby Allah states the meaning of that this relationship that was done for worldly gain, that it would be cut off, and they will actually be enemies on the day of judgment, except the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, as their relationship between each other and their brotherhood was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the relationship that will remain on the day of judgment. وقال رحمه الله تعالى عن أبي سعيد وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما بعث الله من نبي إلا استخلف من خليفة ولا استخلف من خليفة إلا كانت له بطانتان, بطانة تأمره بالمعروف وتحضه عليه, وبطانة تأمره بالشر وتحضه عليه, والمعصوم من عصم الله. رواه البخاري. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بالأمير خيرا جعل له وزير صدق, إن نسي ذكره وإن ذكر عانه, وإذا أراد به غير ذلك جعل له وزير السوء, إذا نسي لم يذكره وإن ذكر لم يعنه. رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد على شرط مسلم.
هذا يدل أن ما من أحد إلا وعنده بطانة.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that what is extrapolated from this hadith or derived from this hadith is that there is not an individual except that he has companionship or those that surround him.
الأنبياء.
With regards to the prophets.
والخلفاء.
With regards to the خلفاء or the caliphs.
الأمراء.
With regards to rulers or princes.
وكذا العلماء.
And likewise scholars.
المسؤولين والوزراء.
And likewise those people who are in a position of authority, like ministers and the like.
فإذا كان الأنبياء عندهم بطانة خير وهناك أيضا بطانة شر.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if the prophets can have good companionship, and also others can have bad companionship.
فنسأل الله أن يبارك في بطانة الخير وأن يكفينا وإياكم شر بطانة السوء.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala made dua that Allah make us from those people who have righteous companionship, and may Allah protect us and distance us from evil companionship.
نسأل الله أن يحفظنا.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said, we're kidding, that Allah protect us.
هذا يستغرب إذا قيل فلان بطانة الشر عنده أضرت به، أو فلان بطانة الخير عنده كانت سببا للخير، هذا يظهر أحيانا الخير من الشخص لأنه صاحب خير وبطانة الخير تعينه عليه، وأحيانا قد يظهر الشر لأن بطانة الشر غلبت عليه وتأثر فيخرج ذلك، فلا يستغرب، فكل منا عنده بطانة خير وبطانة شر، والله يكفينا شر بطانة الشر ويعيننا على الخير ويكثر من أهل الخير معنا وحولنا.
Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this hadith is that it shouldn't be looked at as being strange if it is said about an individual that this person has evil companionship, and that evil companionship caused him to fall into whatever he has fallen into. Likewise, it is not strange if a person says this person has good or righteous companionship, and that companionship caused him to do righteous actions or good actions. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala further stated that there is not anyone from amongst us except that this person has those companions that call him to good and those that may call him to evil. And then the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala supplicated to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to increase us in righteous companionship and protect us from evil companionship and what that leads to. وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب النهي عن تولية الإمارة والقضاء وغيرهما من الولايات لمن سألها أو حرص عليها فعرض بها. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا ورجلان من بني عمي، فقال أحدهما يا رسول الله أمرنا على بعض ما ولاك الله عز وجل، وقال الآخر مثل ذلك، فقال إنا والله لا نولي هذا العمل أحدا سأله أو أحدا حرص عليه. متفق عليه.
ففي هذا في الحقيقة تنبيه وتوصية.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that in reality what is mentioned in this hadith, this has a tanbih, something that is to be brought to our attention and توصية or admonition.
لكل أمير، لكل وزير، لكل مسؤول، انتبه من يقول لك ولني ولني حطني مسؤول، انتبه من هؤلاء. فمن سألها طبقت فيه هذه الأوصاف التي ذكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ينطق عن الهوى، وكم بعضهم توكل إليه أمور ويعتذر ويلزم بها فيلتزم بها فيكون له من الله عون. استعن دائما بالله عز وجل. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that in this hadith is advice for any ruler or person in a position of authority or person in a position of responsibility is that he is to be careful of those people who ask and seek to be put in positions of authority or responsibility. The person who says, put me in this position or put me in this position. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that to those people in authority, be aware of these type of individuals. And how many individuals ask to be in a position of authority, and when they are given or dispensed this responsibility, they can't carry it out. And this is different from the person who has been selected or chosen to be in that position of authority. This is the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists and aids. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala further stated that to be aware or beware of these individuals who seek and ask to be in positions of authority.
هي قصص كثيرة لمن أولوا القضاء ويفرون ويهربون، وذكر عنهم قصص كثيرة.
The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that there are numerous stories of people who they were sought after or chosen to be, for example, judges or recommended to be judges and in positions of authority. And these individuals, because they understood the immense responsibility of these positions, they tried to avoid it as best as possible and to actually run from these positions of authority because they understood the immense responsibility therein.
قديماً وحديثاً.
Old stories and modern day stories.
يهربون من أن يتولوا القضاء.
They fear from or try to run from being in the position of a judge.
كل ذلك خوفا على أنفسهم.
And this is done out of fear for themselves.
بخلاف من يدخل الشفاعات والواسطات حتى يولى القضاء.
Which is different from the person who tries to be in a position, who tries to get this judgeship or be a judge by using all of, exhausting all of his means, like al-wasitat or people, middlemen and people who will vouch for him, seeking to be in this position, not being chosen, rather he seeks to be in this position.
فلا تحرص أيها المسؤول على من يحرص أن تجعل مسؤول.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, O you person in responsibility, in a position of authority or a position of responsibility, be aware of those people who are keen to be in positions of power or positions of authority or seek to be in those positions. Beware of these individuals and don't be keen to put them in positions of authority if they ask for it.
Ibadah.
قال رحمه الله تعالى كتاب الأدب باب الحياء وفضله والحث على التخلق به عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على رجل من الأنصار وهو يعد أخاه في الحياء فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
هذا الباب نختم بعده فيه ثلاثة حديث بعدها خلص كتاب الأدب ما هو الأدب؟
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the author mentioned the book of adab or the book of manners, and the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is asking what is adab or what is to be understood from this word al-adab.
الأدب أو الآداب هي الخلق أو الأخلاق.
It is one's character, الخلق or أخلاق, one's character.
هي مجموعة سلوكيات.
Also, it is the compilation of one's سلوكيات or his behavior.
من أقوال أو أفعال.
With regards to his statements and actions.
أو ممارسات.
Or those things that he engages in and practices.
أو مواقف.
Or his stances, the positions that he takes.
تبعث على فعل المحامد وتجنب المساوئ.
And all of those things that encourage him to do that which is praiseworthy and causes him to avoid that which is blameworthy.
Again. مرة أخرى. Again. ما هي الأدب؟
What is adab? What is to be understood by adab?
هي مجموعة سلوكيات.
It is the compilation of a person's behavior, his statements, his actions, those things that he engages in, his positions, مواقف.
كلها تبعث على فعل المحامد وتجنب المساوئ.
All of these things previously mentioned, they encourage him to do that which is praiseworthy and to avoid that which is blameworthy.
وهذه الآداب أو هذه الأخلاق تحكم تعاملات الناس.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that this adab, this is what judges or rules the interactions between people or how they interact with each other. This is the ruling factor.
والناس في هذه الآداب يختلفون.
And the people, with regards to this adab or this manner or these manners or character, they differ.
فيهم فقراء وفيهم أغنياء.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that people, there are poor people and there are rich people.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in an authentic hadith.
إن الله قسم بينكم أخلاقكم كما قسم بينكم أرزاقكم.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, whereby the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that verily Allah has provided for you or given you your akhlaq or your character, just as He has portioned for you your risk or your worldly provisions.
سوف نأخذ وقت في هذه الآداب لأنها سلسلة. نسأل الله يوفقنا وإياكم أن نمارسها ممارسة عملية. نعم.
Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that we will spend some time in the chapter dealing with adab. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala made supplication that Allah make us amongst those people that act upon it.
أول ما بدأ.
The first thing that he began with.
بدأ بخلق الحياة.
The first thing that the author mentioned with regards to this adab, or this character, these things that are related to character, the first thing that he dealt with is the quality of haya, or shyness.
No. قال في الحياء الحياء خلق جميل.
The Shaykh Abu Dhabi Ta'ala said that this haya, or this shyness, that this is a praiseworthy quality, a beautiful quality.
يبعث عن فعل الجميل وترك الذميم.
And it causes the individual, or encourages the individual, to do that which is praiseworthy and good, and to leave off that which is blameworthy and evil.
فهو ترك ما يذم حياء.
This individual left that which is blameworthy out of his shyness.
من أن يذم. من أن يذم.
This person left it so that he is not blamed or not looked at in a blameworthy manner.
والحياء يظهر في الإنسان.
And the shyness, it has its outward manifestation upon the individual.
في صوته.
With regards to his voice.
ويظهر في وجهه.
Also, it has its outward manifestation on the individual's face.
بل في بشرته.
And also, يعني his facial expressions, his skin.
فيتغير لونه حياء.
His skin color may change due to the shyness, this quality of shyness that he has.
ويرق صوته حياء.
Also, sometimes his voice may become soft due to this shyness that he has.
وهو في الأنثى أكثر من الرجل.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this quality of shyness is more in the female than it is in the male.
بل جمال المرأة في حيائها.
Rather, يعني to such an extent that the beauty of a woman is found in her shyness.
لأن جمال أخلاقها مقدم على جمال خلقته.
Why? Because the beauty of her character is given precedence over the beauty of her, over her physical beauty.
فرب جمال خلقة أفسده سوء الخلق.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it is likely that the person's physical or the woman's physical beauty was ruined by the ugliness of her character.
ورب ذمامة في الخلقة جملها حسن الخلق.
Likewise, a person's physical characteristics that may not be beautiful are beautified and made beautiful due to the beauty of the person's character or the goodness of their character.
فتعاملات الإخوة بعضهم مع بعض يزينها أنه يستحي.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with brothers in their dealings with each other, that which beautifies these interactions is this quality of shyness.
الجريء الفظ البغيض قليل من يصحب.
The Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the person who is rough, the person who is coarse, the person who is he has disregard for the environment that he is in, the Sheikh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this person has, it is unlikely that this person will have those that can make him as a companion or a friend.
No.
وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على رجل من الانصار وهو يعد اخاه في الحياء فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعه فان الحياء من الايمان. متفق عليه. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحياء لا ياتي الا بخير. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم الحياء خير كله أو قال الحياء كله خير.
ليس في الحياء شر.
The Sheikh رضي الله تعالى stated that there is no evil in shyness.
الحياء في الأقوال.
The shyness in one's statements.
في الأفعال.
And in the actions, in his actions.
في الأكل.
Also when one eats.
في الشرب.
Also when one drinks.
في الملبس.
Also in the way one dresses.
في الخلطة.
Also in the way or the manner of those people who the person mixes with.
في الاجتماعات.
Also in gatherings.
في الأسواق.
Also in the marketplaces.
في المستشفيات.
Also in the hospitals.
في المطارات.
Also in the airports.
في كل ما يجعل الإنسان يلتقي بالإنسان الآخر.
Any situation where an individual may meet with another person. These are all examples where haya is to be practiced and can be manifested.
Allahumma jammilna bil haya.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala made supplication to Allah that may Allah beautify us with this quality of haya or shyness.
ولا شك أن هناك بعض الأشياء ربما لا أقول تسقط أو تذهب إنما تقل التعامل عندما يكون مثلا الرجل مع أهله أو كذا. يعني هناك بعض الأمور لا تكون يعني مما يذكر في جانب الحياة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that despite this there are those situations, for example a man with his wife, there are those situations where haya, this quality of shyness is diminished, not to the extent of it being lost in totality, but rather it being practiced is diminished due to the circumstances at hand.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الإيمان 70 أو 60 شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء
شعبة
من الإيمان. متفق عليه.
هنا تكلم عن الإيمان.
Here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke about the qualities of iman or faith.
وقال 70.
And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that it is 70 some odd branches.
البضع من الخمسة إلى السبعة.
And the scholars say that بضع this word it is approximately 5 to 9.
أعلاها
the highest portion of iman
قول لا إله إلا الله
is the verbal statement of لا إله إلا الله. Nothing has the word is the jargon of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وأدناها
and the lowest form or the most minute form
إماطة الأذى عن الطريق
is removing something that may be harmful from the street or the path.
دل على أن الإيمان فيه أعلى وفيه أدنى.
And this hadith is proof that iman has its highest point and its lowest point.
وفيه قول وفيه فعل.
And also that this iman is comprised of verbal statements and physical actions.
قال والحياء من الإيمان.
And the last portion of this hadith, the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that this حياء or shyness is from iman, from faith.
الحياء عمل قلبي.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this quality of shyness it is an action of the heart.
كل ما نرى هي آثاره.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that those outward manifestations that we see, they are outward manifestations of that which is in the heart.
الرجل يتأدب في ألفاظه حياء لأن هذا في قلبه أثر على لسانه.
The person speaks with shyness, and the shyness that he has is an action of the heart. And what is in the heart? It manifests itself in this person's actions and his statements.
المرأة تعاجل بتغطية وجهها حياء، هذا أثر ما في قلبها.
This person, that a woman covers her face, covers her face out of shyness. Why? Because this is an action of this is a manifestation of the action of what is in her heart.
والذي لا يستحي ضعف في جانب الحياء عنده.
And the person who doesn't have shyness demonstrates the weakness that the person has with regards to this quality.
دل على أن الإيمان قول وعمل وقلب يزيد وينقص.
And in this hadith, it is proof that iman is a verbal statement or verbal statement comprises of verbal statements, physical actions, and statements and actions of the heart, and that this iman increases and also decreases.
وهذا اعتقادنا أهل السنة والجماعة.
And this is the اعتقاد and the belief of أهل السنة والجماعة with regards to iman.
مجموعة في بيت من الشعر.
And it is comprised. يعني the اعتقاد of أهل السنة with regards to iman is comprised in this line of poetry that the Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is going to mention.
إيماننا قول وفعل ونية يزداد بالتقوى وينقص بالردى.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala recited this line of poetry that our iman is qawlun, a verbal statement, a physical action, niyatun, the action of the heart.
يزدادُ بالتقوى وينقصُ بالردى.
It increases by having taqwa and it decreases by doing those things which are blameworthy or lowly.
ويعرفه العلماء هو قول باللسان واعتقاد بالجنان وعمل بالأركان يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالعصيان.
And the ulama, they also say that it is a statement of the tongue. It is iman or having belief in the heart, the acting upon the arkan, and it increases with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and decreases with disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالعصيان. اللي بعد.
وقال
والحياء شعبة فهنا دل على ذلك.
And the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said الحياء shyness is a portion of iman. It shows that it's from the actions of the heart.
ما علاقة الأخلاق بالإيمان؟
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is the relationship between أخلاق or a person's character and iman.
هذا. حياة.
This quality of haya is an example of that.
حديث آخر أكملكم أحسنكم أكملكم إيمان أحسنكم أخلاقا.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that it comes in the hadith that the best of you in iman are the best of you in character.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من الأذراع. من العذراء في خدرها فإذا رأى شيئا يقرأه عرفناه في وجهه متفق عليه. قال العلماء حقيقة الحياة خلق يبعث على ترك القبيح ويمنع من التقصير في حق ذي الحق. وروينا عن عبد القاسم الجنيد رحمه الله تعالى قال الحياء رؤية الأعلى أي النعم ورؤية التقصير فيتولد بينهما حالة تسمى حياء والله أعلم.
جميل. هنا ذكر النووي هذا التعريف لكن كما أن الرسول أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها يقول الصحابي كنا نتقي به إذا اشتد الوطيس. انظر التكامل ما بين قوة الشجاعة وما بين الحياء. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يستحي كان أشد حياء من العذراء. العذراء هي التي لم تتزوج بعد في خدرها أي في مخبئها. ولذلك كان لما رأى الصحابي أخاه قال في رؤية جلده قال ولا جلد مخبأة يعني مخباه المرأة ما تطلع كانت. فشبه هنا التشبيه لأن ممارسة الحياء في الأنثى، لكن عندما يقال أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها هنا كمال من الرجال. إن مع أنه رسول الله إلا أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها، وهذا تكامل قلما يكون إلا في أمثال الكمل كرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لأن الله عصمه، جعلنا الله ممن يحشر في زمرته، ورزقنا الله من الحياء ما يمنعنا عن فعل ما يغضبه سبحانه، لأن أعظم الحياء أن يستحي العبد من الله عز وجل. نعم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى saying that when he was mentioning this hadith, this likeness or this similitude that was drawn in this hadith, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more severe in his shyness than the virgin woman in her private quarters, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had more shyness than this example. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that despite this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the pinnacle with regards to bravery, pinnacle with regards to the shuja'a, or this quality of bravery in the face of battle, to such an extent that one of the companions, they said that in the face of, or in the hardships of war, or the severity of war, or fight, or battle, that we would hide behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that look at this takamal, or this perfection that was in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in balance. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had this shyness more so than a virgin woman in her private quarters. Despite that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this quality of bravery and courage. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that although shyness is a quality that is stronger in women, or more so found in women, it is found in those individuals, kummul, those individuals whose quality or character has been perfected, like that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And despite this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a balance in his character. The fact that he had the highest qualities of manlyhood with regards to bravery and courageousness, and likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the pinnacle with regards to this quality of shyness.
تذكر أكملكم إيمانا أحسنكم أخلاقا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that remember, the most complete of you with regards to Iman are the best of you with regards to their character.
فتش نفسك.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated, investigate yourselves, look at yourselves.
واسعى في إصلاحها.
Analyze yourselves and seek to rectify yourselves.
كلنا نخطئ.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala stated that all of us make mistakes.
ولكن رجوعك إلى الله خير لك من أن تستمر على الخطأ.
But rather, your returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no doubt better than your continuation of these mistakes, or your continuation in these mistakes.
نسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين، وصلى الله وسلم على محمد. وأنا أعتذر صوتي خافت اليوم لأن شوي رفعته عورني حلقي بعد ورانا برامج.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala reminded us, or he ended the lesson by supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and understanding in the religion. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by singing prayers and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh excuses himself, as you all can hear, his voice is hard or hoarse today. And when he tried to raise his voice,
ليس عندك نسخة من هذا الكتاب، تفضل خذ لك نسخة.
Also the Shaykh is saying if you don't have copies of this book.
لا يوجد إلا أربعة. في الجامع الكبير.
Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى, for those brothers that don't know, the Shaykh will have a lecture or ندوة with the Mufti on Thursday in Jamal al-Kabir in Riyadh. And it will be the danger of Jama'at al-Tabliq, or the Jama'at al-Tabliq, and the danger that they pose upon the society. That will be the title of this nadwa, of this conference, and it will be the Shaykh and also the Mufti will be there between Maghrib and Isha Thursday, Jami' al-Kabir in the Riyadh.
في الخميس القادم إن شاء الله كما ذكر شيخ محمد وفقه الله وأفنان في الجامع الكبير. سماحة المفتي ندوة بعنوان خطر جماعة التبليغ والتحذير منها.
The dangers of جماعة التبليغ and warning from them. That is the title of this conference. and the Sheikh again between Maghrib and Isha on Thursday, and Jamil Kabir and the presence of the Mufti.
وهنا ننبه أن نحن أهل السنة والجماعة.
And the Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala would like to bring to your attention that we are أهل السنة والجماعة, the people of Sunnah and one Jama'ah.
ولسنا أهل السنة والجماعات والفرق.
And we are not the people of أهل السنة and جماعات, but the plural form of different groups and sects.
وكل ما لم يكن على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نحذر منه.
And anyone who is not upon that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon, we warn from him.
مطلق الشباب اللي عندك لهم كتب هدية تفضل اللي عندك اثنين تفضل أنت أخوك تعال يا أحد ما أخذ سليمان تعال يا سليمان ما شاء الله خلينا نسلم عليك الحين خلينا لبيك